Let's just say I was there at the Last Supper. Yeah. I'm one of Christ's disciples, and it was nothing short of a mystery. Little did we know that one of us had the devil garden inside of him. Now, we don't blame him. I was no stronger person. But as soon as he took that wine-soaked piece of bread and ate it, he left us the power of the Holy Communion. Or maybe, what is communion? How does one become a part of a body or a body part when apart from the body? So many things did our Lord utter afterwards. And we were made clean through the word he had spoken unto us. One to one, vine to branches, in him in us. Together, you know, the new love commandment. Everyone knows we're his disciples by it. And joins us in the soul winning cycle just by it. Or bite, because I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the bread of life. As I rewind the sound, I heard the crowd behind me in sight. That was a hard one, remember that? Back when those folks had just had their fill of them fish sandwiches, murmuring at Jesus' claim of being the bread which cometh down from heaven, a body broken and given for the life of many, to whom shall we go? When he has the words of eternal life, and he promised no thirst to them that believeth on him. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Don't forsake your local church assembly, fam.